Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Today, I brought along five chapters that will be interrupted by other things. On the birthday of Dexter Gordon, the great tenor saxophonist, who was born this day in Los Angeles, 1923, and died in Philadelphia at the 25th of April, 1990. Chapter one starts now, and so I think we're in debate, my friends and I, about whether this is summer of 43 or 44. It was recorded by Norman Granz in his first efforts of the Mercury Clef Association of 78 records. Nevertheless, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Dexter on tenor, Nat Cole at the piano. It's either Red Callender or Johnny Miller on string bass, and Clifford Juicy Owens on the drums as part of a birthday present for Dexter Gordon and for you. Chapter 1, Dexter Gordon. Thank you. And that's the first of five chapters today in celebration of the birthday of Dexter Gordon on tenor saxophone there. We thank the summer of 1943 in Los Angeles for Mercury Cleft. I found a new baby, Sweet Lorraine, and I blowed and gone. That one written by the trumpet star there, Sweets Edison. Dexter on tenor, Nat Cole piano. Red Callender, I think, is the bass player, although it could be Johnny Miller. And Clifford Owens on drums. Dexter Gordon, happy birthday. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And before I get to Chapter 2 of Dexter Gordon, let's go to Sunny Side Up. This was written in late 1928 by Buddy DeSilva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson, a wonderful writing team. Dozens and dozens of great songs from the 20s and 30s. For Victor Records, this is Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders. The vocalist is Frank Luther. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, 1929 for Victor, and Sunny Side Up. Let's move on 28 years, 1957, and hear this version.
You're sunny side up, up, hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side way, way up. Let laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs. Be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up, way up. Keep your sunny side up, up.
hide the side that gets blue. If you have nine sons in a row, baseball teams make money, you know.
Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter ring through. Do stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through. Stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up.
High Lows in 1957 for Columbia Records. Sunny Side Up and Laura, written in 1944 by David Raxon, lyric by Johnny Mercer. The High Lows. Dexter Gordon, chapter number 2, coming up. But first, let me tell you, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... For some of 1944, Dexter Gordon was playing tenor saxophone in Louis Armstrong's band. And we're going to hear 3 cuts from some broadcasts for AFRS. During World War II, AFRS was a very important part of the distribution of America to the people who were involved in the war effort, so they could hear something from home. It stands for Armed Forces Radio Service, and they sent out 12 and 16-inch 78 records to be played for the GIs wherever they were. Here's Dexter Gordon with Louis Armstrong's orchestra on AFRS.
Louis, this is the spot in the show that we reserve strictly for you. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to take you uptown this time. Go ahead. Number that we all like to swing.
What is it?
Stop Nuts the Boy.
Great.
Armstrong singing Ain't Misbelievin'.
Chapter 2 and 5 of 5 of Dexter Gordon, his birthday today. He was born today in Los Angeles, 1923. And there with Louis Armstrong's orchestra in 1944, as issued as broadcast of the AFRS, the Armed Forces Radio Service. And some fine drumming in that band by Jimmy Harris, by the way. And Gordon, of course, on tenor sax, Louis on his trumpet and singing. Stomping at the Savoy, Perdido, and Ain't Misbehavin', all of them Dexter Gordon with Louis Armstrong. 1944, throughout the program following, will be three more chapters in celebration of Dexter Gordon. But first, let me tell you, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Donaldson and his alto saxophone for Blue Note Records, 1952. Down Home, written by him. And If I Love Again, a beauty by Ben Oakland. Donaldson playing the alto, Blue Mitchell trumpet, Horace Silver on the piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey at the drums. Lou Donaldson. Okay. I'm going to do West End Blues, starting with Hazel Smith singing it in 1928, about the time that it was written. The composers are present, King Oliver and Clarence Williams. Oliver on his cornet, Clarence Williams at the piano, and Hazel singing, to be followed by the classic Chicago June 1928 version by Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines with their band. Both for OK Records, here's Hazel Smith and West End Blues.
Wad 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 oh. Wad wad oh. Wad 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 wad. Thank you.
Smith started things on that set with West End Blues, 1928 for OK, with the composers, Clarence Williams at the piano, and Joe King Oliver on cornet. Then the Chicago June 1928 recording for OK by Louis Armstrong, and that magnificent introduction of his, of West End Blues, and then the flip side of the record, one called Fireworks. In that band, Louis, of course, Fred Robinson, Chicago trombonist, Jimmy Strong, played clarinet and tenor in the band, also from Chicago, Hines on piano, Earl Hines, Mansakera on banjo, and Zudie Singleton, Louis' buddy from New Orleans, on the drums. Hazel Smith and then Louis Armstrong. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Well, if you just joined me, part of the celebration today is the birthday of Dexter Gordon, born this day in Los Angeles, 1923, died in Philadelphia, April 25th, 1990. And I'm doing some chapters on him. This is chapter 3, Dexter Gordon All-Stars, 1945, a tune that Dexter wrote called Blow, Mr. Dexter. He's on tenor, of course, and on piano, Sadiq Hakim, and his mother's name for him is Argonne Thornton on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Eddie Nicholson on drums. Here's Dexter Gordon All-Stars, 1945 for Savoy, 78 Records. Dexter Gordon All-Stars, 1945. for Savoy 78 Records, and one he wrote and calls Blow Mr. Dexter. And the second half of chapter three of him in celebration of his birthday is January 1946, also for Savoy. And this is a gorgeous composition by Richard Whiting, lyric by Leo Robin, composed in 1936, called I Can't Escape From You. Gordon on tenor, Bud Powell piano, Dylan Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Dexter Gordon and his band, 1946 for Savoy Records, and a composition by Richard Whiting and Leo Robin called I Can't Escape From You. Bud Powell piano, Dylan Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Dexter on his tenor saxophone. And that's chapter three of five today, celebrating the birthday of Dexter Gordon, born 1923 this day. To compare, or at least to hear, the lyric of Leo Robin to I Can't Escape From You, let's go to Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, 1936, the year the composition was composed for Decca Records. The clarinet work here will be by alto saxophonist Willie Smith. The arrangement is by Cy Oliver. And the vocal is by Dan Grissom, who played alto and clarinet in the band. Here's Jimmy Lunsford.
wandering breeze. I'm free to wander any place I please. And yet, I can't escape from you. I'm free as the birds in the trees. I'm even free to sail the seven seas. And yet, I can't escape from you. I could ride away and hide away where we were miles apart. But when I got there, I'd find you there, right in my heart. And so you'll see that I'm really not free. I'm so afraid you might escape from me. And yet, I can't escape from you.
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, and I Can't Escape From You, 1936, the year it was born. An arrangement by Cy Oliver, the vocal by Dan Grissom, and nice clarinet work in there by Willie Smith. On the flip side of that record is Harlem Shout, a composition and arrangement for the band by Eddie Durham. We will hear Willie Smith on alto, Earl Carruthers on baritone saxophone, Paul Webster on trumpet, and the great Joe Thomas on tenor sax. Lunsford and his orchestra, October 1936 for Decca Records, and Harlem Shout, a composition and arrangement by Eddie Durham. Willie Smith on alto and Earl Carruthers baritone saxophone, Paul Webster's trumpet, and Joe Thomas's tenor saxophone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Now, the Art Tatum Trio of June 1944 for Ash, 78 Records. Moses Ash had a record company during the strike between the big record companies and the Musicians Union and produced some really great things, even though he couldn't buy quality shellac. We thank him for the efforts that he put out to give us this great music. Art Tatum and his trio means Tatum on piano, Tiny Grimes guitar, and Slam Stewart on the bass, and this is one they call Boogie. Everything in that but the kitchen sink, as they used to say. Art Tatum Trio, 1944 for Ash Records, and Boogie. One of the quotes in there was drum boogie, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da, that idea, which is a composition earlier in the history of the music by Gene Krupa, the great drummer, and Roy Eldridge, the equally great trumpet player. And the Art Tatum Trio, meaning Art Tatum on piano and Tiny Grimes guitar and Slam Stewart on bass, did their version in there of one they call Boogie. And now to the original. This is a broadcast on NBC, October 1941. Drum Boogie, as I said, by Krupa and Eldridge. The arrangement is by Elton Hill, who was pretty much a standard arranger for Krupa at this time. The trumpet work is Roy Eldridge with another trumpet, doing a little answering with him. A great tenor saxophonist buried in all the history of this music, Jimmy Migliori, is here to play for you. The pianist is Milt Raskin, and the vocalist, Anita O'Day.
Drum boogie, that drum boogie. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Drum Boogie by Gene Cook and the orchestra. And now stepping down.
There you have it, an NBC broadcast from October 1941. And Drum Boogie, Anita O'Day, the vocalist, Gene Krupa and his orchestra, and some beautiful work on drums by Krupa. I'd like to go back to 1929 now, Jasper Davis and his orchestra. One called Georgia Gigolo, written by J.C. Johnson, and It Feels So Good. I don't know who the author is of that. But the singer is Leslie Miles. The trumpet work is by Lewis Metcalf, who spent several years with the early Duke Ellington band. Henry Hicks, a wonderful trombonist. Ernest Moore playing tuba. Charlie Holmes on clarinet and alto. But Lizzie Miles is the star here. Georgia Gigolo, and It Feels So Good.
little vampire, she's so good. She's so good. Everybody's doing it, cause she's so good.
Miles in 1929, singing with Jasper Davis and his orchestra, Georgia Gigolo and It Feels So Good for Harmony, 78 Records. Superb work in there by Lewis Metcalf on his trumpet. And Lizzie Miles, of course. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Now to Chapter 4, a celebration of Dexter Gordon's birthday today. He was born this day in Los Angeles, 1923, died in Philadelphia, 25th of April, 1990. One of our great artists, tenor saxophonist, personality, actor, wonderful natural actor. If you see the movie Round Midnight. This is for Bop 78. I brought these because much of Dexter's beginnings were jam session concerts, and particularly the wonderful idea of a cutting contest, that is, two musicians playing the same horn, that is, in this case, two tenor saxophonists, Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray, sort of fencing, if you were, jousting, who can get the audience riled up as much as the other one. They call this the hunt. Sometimes it was known as Rocks and Shoals. Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray say they wrote it. The pianist, and it's a Hollywood jazz concert at the Elks Auditorium in Los Angeles, July 1947. And on the scene recording by Bop 78 people on hats off to them. The pianist in the band is Hampton Hawes. The trumpet player is Howard McGee. Alto saxophonist Sonny Criss. Trombonist Trummy Young. Guitarist Barney Kessel. And then the big chase with Wardell Gray and Dexter Gordon. And a way of identifying them, although I'll say that Wardell Gray plays first in the chase between the two of them. You might lose count, and my way of putting it is that Dexter's tone is a little brighter, in a sense. Not better, just brighter sound. Dexter Gordon celebration, his birthday today. Here's a Hollywood jazz concert at the Elks Auditorium in Los Angeles, 1947. Thank you.
Thank you.
as part of a celebration of the birthday of Dexter Gordon, who was born this day in 1923. That was Dexter in a Hollywood jazz jam session, and recorded by Bop 78 Record, and recorded at and presented at the Elks Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, July 1947. The composition is one they call The Hunt, sometimes known as Rocks and Shoals. Hampton Hawes piano, Howard McGee's trumpet, Sonny Criss's alto saxophone, Trummy Young trombone, Barney Kessel on the guitar, and then the sort of cutting contest, doing four measures apiece, and then two measures apiece, and back again, between Wardell Gray and Dexter Gordon, two great Los Angeles tenor saxophone players. And the reason I brought that is because it's a big part of the formation of Dexter Gordon and the process and what the artists in this art were doing in Los Angeles at that time, 1947. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you, and let's go now to some vocals. First up, Rosemary Clooney with Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1956.
Into your early life, romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you
Rosemary Clooney and Duke Ellington in 1956 for Columbia Records, and that wonderful record that they did called Blue Rose. And of course, that Sophisticated Lady, written by Duke Ellington with lyric by Mitchell Parrish, done in 1933. What's interesting about that recording is that Rosemary Clooney did her part and taped it in Los Angeles. And the tape was sent to Duke Ellington, whose band was in Chicago at the time, I believe. And they quickly did an arrangement and worked it out together. And thanks to Columbia Records for such a sparkling combination there. Rosemary Clooney and Duke Ellington. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Here's Nat Cole and Nelson Riddle.
This is our last dance together. Tonight soon will be long ago. And in our moment of parting, this is all I want you to know. Be many other nights like this. And I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing. Another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss. But they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never another you. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another?
Nat Cole, noodling on the piano beautifully and singing beautifully with Nelson Riddle's arrangement of There Will Never Be Another You. Hollywood, 1953 for Capitol Records. There Will Never Be Another You was written by Harry Warren, lyric by Matt Gordon, 1942. Here's Deep Purple, written by Peter DeRose, lyric by Mitchell Parrish.
Thank you. you're gone, your love is on when moonlight peaks.
And as long as my heart will be, lover will always be.
By Peter DeRose, and Mitchell Parrish did the lyric. And that's a performance by the High Lows for Columbia Records, 1956, December of that year, with a lush arrangement, a beautiful arrangement by Frank Comstock. The High Lows and Deep Purple. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
the Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
How did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you might hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly, we'll fly. Six. I gets you up there where the air is so rarefied. We're gonna glide absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, now they do say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away. And don't tell your papa.
Thank you.
How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that I'm attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you. Sweetie pie, all the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a lovely cottage that you want to meet Monday? We pick out the furniture. The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you. Could you coo? There you go again. Could you care?
Now wait a minute.
For a lovely cottage that we could share.
Fight, 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 fight.
The world will pardon my mush, but I have got a crush, my baby, on you. Under my skin, I've tried so not to give in, and I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake drawing you near, in spite of a warning voice. Comes in the night, it repeats, repeats in my ear. But you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Run for cover. Run and hide. Anything come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice. Comes in the night, it repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, there ain't no chance to win. Why not fuse your mentality, wake up, step up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you under my skin. Yeah, you grab me under my skin.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Very much.
Here's a very pretty song. A brand new song, as a matter of fact.
The shadow of your smile when you have gone. Will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are. Wistful little star, it was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips and a soul, so did I. Spring and every little lovely thing, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile. Your lovely smile.
Thank you very much.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing. On the street of dreams, dreams broken in two can be made like new. On the street of dreams, gold, silver, and gold. All you can hold up there on a moonbeam. Poor, ain't nobody poor, long as love is sure. On the street of dreams.
By the late Victor Young. This is the part in the program where we sing a drunk song. Drunk songs are usually done in small bars and bistros, the wee hours of the morning. Usually talked or sung by a fellow who's got problems. Like, his broad flew the coop. Put another guy in all the bread. So if you will, assume the position of a bartender, it's the way these guys behave. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. Set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end. A brief episode. Make it one for my baby and another one for the road. I know the routine. Put another quarter in the machine. I feel kind of bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but it's not in a gentleman's code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And if I'm gloomy, please listen to me till it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. Anyway, thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my band in your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it's gonna explode. Make it one for my baby, and another for the road. The lawn, it's damn long. It's so long.
From the Sands in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1966, that was Frank Sinatra and Count Basie, arrangements by Quincy Jones. The poetry that they presented, Come Fly With Me, written in 1957 by Jimmy Van Heusen, lyric by Sammy Kahn. I've Got a Crush on You, George and Ira Gershwin, 1928. I've Got You Under My Skin, Cole Porter, 1936. The Shadow of Your Smile, Johnny Mandel, lyric by Paul Francis Webster, 1965. Street of Dreams, written by Victor Young, with lyric by Sam Lewis, 1932. And One for My Baby, music by Harold Arlen, and lyric by Johnny Mercer, 1943. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And now to the final chapter in celebration of the birthday of Dexter Gordon, the great tenor saxophonist, born this day, 1923, in Los Angeles. And I brought a Bethlehem LP that he did in 1955 in Los Angeles. With him, Kenny Drew on the piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and the Los Angeles great drummer Lawrence Marable. Here's Dexter Gordon. Thank you. listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... the fifth and final chapter today in the celebration of the birthday of Dexter Gordon, born in Los Angeles this day, 1923, and playing there in 1955 for Bethlehem, Long Playing Records, a blues he wrote called Daddy Plays the Horn, Darn That Dream by Jimmy Van Heusen, Autumn in New York by Vernon Duke, and Confirmation by Charles Christopher Parker. Dexter Gordon, happy birthday. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.